Yo, this is Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses.
Hey, this is Carmen Electra.
Hi, this is Daryl Strawberry.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Hi, this is Don Sally.
Hey, yo, Hulk Hogan here.
What's up? This is Beyonce. I got a great show lined up for y'all.
Hey, yo, let's get this party started.
The Sports Beat.
You know what? Let's keep it hot.
The Sports Beat
is off the chain, man.
The Sports Beat.
Download the podcast now.
You're listening to The Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to The Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by George Alabama Sports Live. How you doing on this Thursday? As we have got just a jam-packed show for you today. I can't believe the high school baseball season is going to be wrapping up pretty soon, but we do have a lot to cover on the show, including Glenwood and Lee Scott. There will be a winner-take-all Game 3 today at Patterson Park in Montgomery, Alabama. And you can hear it on George Alabama Sports Live. As I was at Patterson Park yesterday, as Thrift Behringer and Tyler Redmond were on the call for George Alabama Sports Live, Glenwood took Game 1 and then Lee Scott won it in walk-off fashion in the ninth inning in Game 2 to force a Game 3. And by the way, Lee Scott is 3-0 in elimination games. I'm also going to have my two-a-days. I'm going to feature LaGrange and Opelika. We've got spring practices and spring games coming up this month. And I'm also going to air part 2 of the George Alabama Sports Live show that Thrift Behringer and I did. Don't forget, live at the Beck Center tonight, 8 o'clock, Thrift Behringer and I will have another Georgia Alabama Sports Live show as we just continue putting out the content that you want to hear. I'm also going to talk about some of the national news that's going around in the world of sports, as this is a local show to Columbus, Georgia, but I also want to talk about some of the national headlines as well. NBA playoffs, Braves taking on the Red Sox. We even got the NFL schedule release that's coming out. May the 15th is when the NFL schedule release is coming out. And Greg Doyle. He's been suspended for 2 weeks, and he is not allowed to cover Indiana Fever basketball. It's a shame, but hey, you got to stay professional at all times, and you are just a schoolboy with a crush. All right, let's go ahead and start with the NBA playoffs. We did have one game on the slate, and it is the New York Knicks. With the injuries, Jalen Brunson leaves with a foot injury in the first half. They were able to be resilient and pick up the 130-121 victory over the Indiana Pacers to take a 2-0 series lead. And now it's going to go to Indiana, and I think that the Knicks are going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since 2000. It has been a long time coming for Knicks fans. It has been a long time coming. Back in 2000, led by Jeff Van Gundy, I mean, they had Allen Houston, Kirk Thomas, Marcus Camby, Larry Johnson. Love those teams. Make no mistake about it, the New York Knicks have the most passionate fans in the NBA, even when they were down. And believe me, there was about a six-year span from 2004 to 2010 where they were terrible. Absolutely terrible. I'm talking about the Isaiah Thomas years. And then when they hired Larry Brown and he went 23-59 in 2005-2006, Isaiah Thomas takes over as the coach. They do get Mike D'Antoni. Struggles for 2 years. They do have a playoff stretch from 2010 to 2013. The Jason Kidd, Carmelo Anthony years. Lynn Sanity was right around that time. I thought that Mike Woodson did a good job as head coach. Derek Fisher just was terrible. 17-65.
the Knicks went back to their old ways. David Fizdale, Jeff Hornacek, they just couldn't get the coach right. And then all of a sudden, Tom Thibodeau takes over in the 2020 season, and they are playing hard for Tom Thibodeau. He is a good coach. They lose to the Hawks in 2021, and they missed the playoffs in 2022, but they were able to get to the semifinals last year, and now they are two wins away from going to the Eastern Conference Finals. And Jalen Brunson, I know that he finished third in MVP. He was my pick for MVP. Speaking of MVP in the NBA, Nikola Jokic wins the MVP as his third time in 4 years. Rudy Gobert wins Defensive Player of the Year. Of course, Victor Wembanyama won Rookie of the Year. So let's take a look at tonight's NBA playoff games. The Boston Celtics. Oh, boy. They just completely whacked the Cleveland Cavaliers 120-95. I think this is going to be a sweep. The Oklahoma City Thunder with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who finished second in the MVP voting, had 29 points with the 117-95 win over Dallas. Dallas can't shoot that bad in Game 2. I think that Dallas evens the series, and it goes back to Dallas. I still think that the Dallas Mavericks could win this in 6 or even 7, even though OKC took Game 1. Oklahoma City is very good at home. And then Friday, the Timberwolves are going back to Minnesota up 2-0, and that's going to be an incredible series. I made the bold prediction on the Georgia Alabama Sports Live show yesterday that the Minnesota Timberwolves are going to win the NBA title. And I honestly feel they're that committed to defense. With the rim protectors, Rudy Gobert, Karl Anthony Towns, and Naz Reid, you've got the leader, Mike Conley Jr., the savvy veteran, and you got the Ant-Man, who's starting to become the next big superstar in the NBA. Speaking of savvy veterans who were former Memphis Grizzlies, how about Tony Allen getting his number 9 retired up in the rafters at the FedEx Forum? I lived in Memphis for a little bit, and I remember how popular the Memphis Grizzlies were, starting with Pau Gasol in the early 2000s, and then Marc Gasol, his brother. Who would have thought that Marc Gasol would end up turning out being the player he was, along with Zebo, Zach Randolph, and Mike Conley Jr.? Tony Allen was the defensive specialist. You don't have a lot of these players left. Just defensive specialists. They don't really put up offensive numbers. Bruce Bowen was that way for the San Antonio Spurs. And then Tony Allen was just an outstanding defensive specialist. Now, in today's NBA, you've got to have two-way players to have success. But it's nice to see those players that they are just completely focused on defense. Doug Christie was that way for the Sacramento Kings. You know, Kent Bazemore, we were hoping that Kent Bazemore would be this outstanding defensive specialist for the Atlanta Hawks, and it just didn't work out. All right, NHL playoffs. See, we just rolling along here on the Sports Beat. Don't forget that we will have part two of the Georgia Alabama Sports Live Show. I am going to be at Patterson Park later today to call Game 3 of Glenwood Lee Scott. Man, I can't believe this rivalry is ending this way in the AISA. A winner-take-all game. Both teams going to the AHSAA. All right, NHL playoffs. The Florida Panthers tie up the series with the Boston Bruins. It's going back to Boston. Tied 1-1. So, not bad. Not bad at all. Florida did go to the Stanley Cup Finals last year. And they actually are playing right now. The Edmonton Oilers are leading the Vancouver Canucks. All right, Major League Baseball, the Braves end up winning 2 in a row so far. They defeated the Boston Red Sox 5-0 as Chris Sale, facing his former club, gets the win, 10 strikeouts. And because the Phillies lost, the Atlanta Braves are 2 back of the first place Phillies. And so the Atlanta Braves will be, they got the day off today. They will actually be in action in New York taking on the New York Mets this Friday, as the Red Sox were only in town for a couple of days, and then they're headed up to New York. That's just the way it's going to be. Hey, let me tell you something. Congratulations to the Central Red Devils. They defeated Auburn in two games to reach the championship for the third straight season. What a series by the Central Red Devils. I just happened to just swing by real quick because I was on my way home from Glenwood. By the way, stopped at Bucky's at the same time as the Glenwood baseball team. A big shout out. I want to give them a shout out on the show. The Beauregard softball team was there as well. They win in the state playoffs. So a big shout out to the Beauregard Lady Hornets. Glenwood was there at Bucky's. It seems like Bucky's is always the place where I end up running into athletes that come back from Montgomery because they're either playing in a championship for the AHSAA or AISA. That's usually what happens. As Tyler Redman from WRBL, Jonathan Hoppe from WTVM was there at Central. Big shout out to Tony Reese from WTVM. He was at Montgomery for Glenwood Lee Scott. Tyler Redman, of course, was there on the call with Thrift Behringer. Listened to both of them, and I was blown away. It sounded amazing. Tyler Redman, who is so passionate about baseball, could do play-by-play. He could do color, has great chemistry with Thrift. They worked together on the press box with Bobby Z and friends, so it was nice just to hear them on Georgia-Alabama Sports Live. Congratulations to the Columbus High Blue Devils for winning the GHSA 3A state championship for soccer as they defeated Hebron Christian in overtime 2-1. And it's always great to recognize these incredible student athletes when they win a state championship. And you know that soccer is very popular in Columbus with Fountain City FC, Columbus Elite FC. You got Columbus United, used to have the Columbus Rapids. There's just a lot of soccer here in this town and a lot of great talent that played at Columbus. Not just on the boys' side, but on the girls' side too. I'm talking about in the early 2010s, a former Columbus Rapids midfielder, Megan Byers, played for the Columbus Blue Devils. All right, why don't we take a break? When we come back, I'm going to have my two-a-days. I'm going to talk about Opelika. I'm going to talk about LaGrange. I actually got to know the voice of the Opelika Bulldogs and the voice of the LaGrange Grangers. Van Riggs for Opelika and Michael Buchanan for LaGrange. They are passionate about high school football. When you get outside the city limits of Columbus, they are truly passionate about high school football. And just go to Callaway Stadium sometime and watch a LaGrange Troop County game. Not an empty seat. And you're just seeing tailgating and Big Blue Nation. Just incredible atmosphere for the LaGrange Grangers. I'm going to talk about them. I'm also going to talk about the Opelika Bulldogs. I mean, they're in a very tough region. Can they make the playoffs? They have been very close. You don't want to go anywhere. It is the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live, and we will be right back.
Active Pest Control offers the best services and prices to protect your home, offering both monthly and quarterly pest control services, plus specific services like bed bug, German roach, and flea control. Even if you can't see them, insects are all around you 24/7. Active Pest Control wants to be the first line of defense. Active Pest Control, repair, bond, best termite coverage around. Active Pest Control, 34 Jefferson Street, Newnan, 770-954-9941.
It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Fridays, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tune in each Sunday morning right here on WQEE 99.1 FM for The Key for Help from a High with Bishop Daniel Hardaway Sr. of Redemptive Life Worship Center at 9 a.m. Hear the Word of God and soak it in. You can join us for our live Sunday service at 10 o'clock a.m. till 12:30 p.m. at Redemptive Life Worship Center at 2265 Highway 54 in Marlin, Georgia. Have a blessed week.
Back here on the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge. How's everybody doing? It is Thursday, and while you're listening to this, I should be in Montgomery calling the game 3 between Glenwood and Lee Scott Academy. How fitting is that, that these two rivals have an opportunity to play and win a state championship today at Patterson Field in Montgomery? I was there yesterday. I was actually in the press box hearing Thrift Behringer and Tyler Redman on the call. I mean, I was taking some notes, and it really was a very evenly matched series. Glenwood was able to get the victory 4-1 in game one. Mason McCrane ended up getting the victory, and he did himself a favor getting a 2 RBI single to give them more insurance runs. And then in game two, Glenwood was down 3-0. They chipped away at that lead. They did take the 4-3 lead going into the ninth, and Lee Scott ended up walking it off. But Tyler Sykes, he had 8 innings, and he gave up 3 runs. And I think that Glenwood's bullpen is going to be a little bit fresher than Lee Scott. Lee Scott had to go through their bullpen. They are a very good defensive team, a high IQ team, that were making great plays. This is going to be a battle of two teams trying to win a state championship. Lee Scott is trying to go for the triple crown. They won a state championship in football. They won a state championship in basketball. And they're trying to win a state championship in baseball. And by the way, Lee Scott Academy, 3-0 in elimination games. All right, it's my two-a-days today. I'm going to have LaGrange and Opelika. And I'm going to start with the Opelika Bulldogs, because the first time I actually got to know Opelika, they were a 6A school. They were taking on Russell County. This was back in 2021, and they had a very special sophomore quarterback in Roman Gagliano. I had the opportunity to see Roman Gagliano last season when Opelika ended up taking on Smith Station. Yeah, in fact, Smith Station actually took the lead in that game. Opelika was fighting for their playoff lives last year. Since they've made the jump to 7A, Opelika has been on the doorstep of the playoffs, but they can't cash in. They can't quite capitalize. They went 4-6 last year. They were on the outskirts of the playoffs. They actually had a game against Dothan where it was kind of a win-and-in situation. And Opelika ends up finishing in fifth place with a 4-4 region record. But they played some absolutely tough teams like Thompson, Theodore. I mean, these were non-region games. And they ended up losing 2 straight. They lost to Enterprise on the road, and they lost to Dothan at home. And they ended up missing out on the playoffs. Now, Opelika, they don't have their coach anymore. Eric Speakman is no longer the head coach. And now here comes Amari Spence, the new era for Opelika Bulldogs football. They got the new turf. I've had Van Riggs on the show. I mean, he is the voice of the Opelika Bulldogs. I love listening to him. I mean, he's a great announcer. And let's go ahead
and go through the schedule. Oh, by the way, Jake Crane, who's been a frequent guest on the show, I mean, he's been on at least four times. He is a proud Opelika Bulldog. You know, he played baseball for Opelika. I think he played football for Opelika as well. But a big shout out to Jake Crane. I know that he's listening. So, all right, let's go ahead and look at that schedule. August 23rd, they are on the road in Alexander City, and not too far away, taking on Benjamin Russell. Hey, rivalry renewed, back taking on the Callaway Cavaliers. You know, they faced Callaway twice in 21 and 22. Remember, Tay Gay in the end zone. Opelika ends up defeating Callaway. That was 2 years ago. Callaway ended up beating Opelika in 2021. Auburn, big rivalry on September the 6th. That's going to be at the Duck. At home on September the 13th, taking on Jag. At home, taking on Smith Station. A non-region game. They're taking on the 6A Pike Road Patriots. And then they are down in Dothan, Alabama on October the 4th. A big shout-out to Philip Jordan. He covers the Dothan Wolves down in Dothan, Alabama. Trying to give him a shout-out there. Enterprise coming to Bulldog Stadium on October the 11th. And then they are hosting Central on October the 18th. Remember the last time Central came up to Opelika? They ended up losing that game in overtime. Can Central avenge that loss on the road to Opelika? And then the newcomer in 7A, they are going to the Cramden Bowl in Montgomery on October the 25th to take on Carver Montgomery. Carver Montgomery has made the jump from 6A to 7A. Percy Julian used to be in this region. They made the move from 7A to 6A. All right, let's talk about those LaGrange Grangers. Because the thing about LaGrange, you know, they've had that history of winning state championships in the early 2000s. They've had great players like Tyrone Poole and Wesley Woodyard. Just absolutely great players. You know, great running back in Malachi Fanning Render. You know, Malik Kemp was just an incredible quarterback. How about Magic Johnson as a wide receiver? I remember seeing LaGrange 2 years ago when they beat Smith Station. Last year, you know, they faced Carver of Atlanta and lost 28-12. They ended up beating Northside. They lose to Stars Mill, but LaGrange was able to get the win over Westover. They ended up losing to Benedictine in the second round of the playoffs. But what was important was they did beat Troup County. And, you know, of course, they were without Teo Todd. LaGrange went 9-3 last year, 6-1 in their region. And, of course, they are led by their head coach, Matt Napier, who is the brother of Florida head coach Billy Napier. Look, LaGrange has a very passionate fan base. I mean, really, you want to talk about passionate fan bases, just go up to Troup County. You got LaGrange, Troup County, and Callaway all in that area. And BTV Sports' Kevin Eckleberry does a fantastic job covering all of them. Just want to give a big shout-out to Kevin Eckleberry here on the show. Now let's talk about the LaGrange Grangers' upcoming 2024 schedule. And yes, the LaGrange Grangers are going to be playing in the Corky Kell Classic, taking on Douglas of Atlanta. And remember, LaGrange went down to 3A. So here's what the LaGrange Grangers schedule looks like. August the 14th, they are at Kell High School, taking on Douglas of Atlanta in the Corky Kell Classic. Their opener is on August the 23rd, taking on Early County at Callaway Stadium. Then on August the 30th, they are taking on Sandy Creek on the road in Tyrone, Georgia, hosting Trinity Christian on September the 5th at Callaway Stadium. On the road, taking on Fayette County on September the 13th. September the 19th, they are taking on Spalding down in Griffin. And then October the 3rd, taking on Whitewater at Callaway Stadium. October the 10th, taking on Mary Persons of Forsyth. October the 18th, taking on Troup County. I'm surprised this is not the final game of the regular season, but they are taking on Troup County on the 18th. That is a road game, by the way. And you remember that the bleacher side for the home stadium at Callaway Stadium is a little bit bigger. So Troup County is going to have all their fans. LaGrange is not going to be able to pack their fans in for a road game, which is going to feel like a home game because it's at Callaway Stadium. And then on November the 1st, taking on Upson Lee. Hey, I got a question for all you LaGrange fans because, you know, I'm very passionate about Troup County Athletics. LaGrange, Troup County, Callaway, they've had a lot of great players that went to the NFL. But why doesn't LaGrange play Callaway in football? Everybody wants to see this matchup. These two schools have had a history of winning championships. Callaway won one in 2021. And Callaway is a powerhouse in 2A. You can pretty much pencil them in for at least a quarterfinal appearance just about every year, if not getting at least to the semifinals. Callaway has been that good. And if you want to be the best, you've got to go up against the best. Yes, Callaway does play Troup County. That game is huge in LaGrange. I mean, the ticket prices and the attendance is absolutely huge. But Callaway needs to play LaGrange. Come on. Troup County school systems, we got to make this happen. We got to see Callaway and LaGrange. All right, that is my two-a-days. On tomorrow's show, Friday show, my two-a-days are going to be Pacelli and Calvary. And guess what? They are now rivals in the GIAA. And I'm hoping to have the Calvary Christian head football coach, Emmanuel Brunson, on the show next week. And a player to look out for is their junior running back, TJ Benson. We know him on the hardwood as he was the leading scorer for the Calvary Christian Knights basketball team. He's also a pretty good football player. And also Luke Scoggins. I mean, they have got some gamers on that team. And I can't wait to see Calvary Christian in action in their first season in the GIAA. All right, time for another break. When we come back, I'm going to have part two of the Georgia-Alabama Sports Live Show. Yeah, that's right. Thrift and I went, you know, about an hour and a half on Tuesday night. It was a good show. I enjoyed it. I mean, we had the four baseball coaches that are left in the playoffs. By the way, Friday, that's where it's at. Thrift Behringer and I are going to be up at Milton High School near Woodstock, Georgia, actually in Milton, for the GAPS Championship between Calvary Christian and the King's Academy. I can't wait for that. We're also going to have Brookstone taking on Strong Rock Christian. These are games that are going to happen, and you can catch them on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. All right, we'll be back.
Wishbone Fried Chicken is back in a brand new location, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A here in Noonan. Same great taste, the best chicken around, fish dinners. Open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Dine in, take out. It's Wishbone Fried Chicken, right next door to their former location, bringing you the best chicken around. So great. Wishbone Fried Chicken, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A, here in Noonan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's the Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Hey, sports fans. Weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Drive time. WQEE. Braves Country is a Southern sports talk show with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. That's Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. Weekdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Back here on the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. I hope that you are having a great Thursday. If you are listening to this, I'm already at the ball field at Patterson Park in Montgomery, calling game three, winner take all, Lee Scott Academy, Glenwood. It doesn't get any better than that. Oh, yes. And you can catch that game on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. I have a bone to pick with some members of the media. When I first heard that Greg Doyle, the infamous reporter that made Caitlin Clark uncomfortable, and he was giddy like a schoolgirl. First of all, he came out and said, "Oh, I'm glad you're here." He did a heart sign for it. I mean, who does this? I mean, and he was saying, if you keep doing this around me, we'll be fine. I mean, first of all, he got suspended for 2 weeks. Look, man, he deserved it. You don't treat Caitlin Clark that way. I'm sorry. You just don't. It was probably the most uncomfortable moment in a WNBA press conference. So, Greg Doyle from the Indianapolis Star will not be covering the Indiana Fever this season. Sucks to be you. Well, just to refresh your memory, Greg Doyle thought he was cool by making a heart shape with his hands toward Caitlin Clark. Well, this is a nice gesture. Caitlin Clark says, "You like that?" Like she's Kirk Cousins. Doyle says, "I like that you're here. I like that you're here." Yeah, I do that to my family after every game, so pretty cool. Well, start doing it to me, and we'll get along just fine. Wow. So inappropriate. I think Greg Doyle should be fired. I mean, it is a privilege to be a member of the media and to have access with these players. You've got to keep it together. You have got to stay professional at all times. And he had it coming. He seriously had it coming. So happy trails, buddy. 2 week suspension. You're not covering the Indiana Fever this season. And just get it together. Look, I could tell that you're probably a single guy that doesn't talk to girls that much. Anyway, moving on. Oh, man, I still cannot get over that roast of Tom Brady on Netflix Sunday night. One person who is absolutely furious by the roast is Tom Brady's former ex-wife, Gisele Bündchen. Really? Well, you should have thought about that after cheating on Tom Brady with a jiu-jitsu instructor. Are you kidding me? You knew that they were going to take shots at you, and now all of a sudden you're upset because you can't take a bunch of jokes. You knew they were going to make jokes. It's a roast. Anyway, we're going to take another break. When we come back, I'm going to air part two of the Georgia Alabama Sports Live show. I do plan on having a show tomorrow because there's a lot that I got to get off my chest. There's a lot of stuff that I need to cover here on the show. All right, we will be right back once again.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
When you really need something to get you through a long graduation ceremony, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are there to give you a thrill. With varieties like Trolley Sour Bursting Crawlers, the worms' soft and chewy texture, surprising flavor combinations, and neon bright colors will give everyone a reason to celebrate. So when you want to notch the festivities up a couple degrees, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are the perfect way for everyone to celebrate. Shop now for any trolley that crawls your way.
This is Austin Black, and I am the host of Behind the Tunes. Have you ever wondered about the stories behind your favorite songs and the journeys of those that sing them? Each week, we invite you to go behind the tunes and step into the stories behind your favorite Christian artists that shape the landscape of today's music.
I'm smiling right now. I knew Richie Richards was about to do it. It's the Georgia Alabama Sports Live show right here on Georgia Alabama Sports Live Facebook page and YouTube channel. By the way, we were live yesterday, thanks to Chris, and I was there too, for the press conference of the new Pacelli athletic director and head basketball coach, Calvin C.J. Thomas. And looking forward to having him on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. It was an excellent interview. If you missed it, we were live for the press conference. You can catch the video right here on Georgia Alabama Sports Live, or you can hear the interview with him, which was just like going into his background and talk with him and Corey Black on Sports Visions that we did yesterday on 92.1 Smooth R&B and the Sports Visions Facebook page. So there's both those ways, and I would listen to Sports Vision interview. We got more in depth, and it was it's a lot of fun being able to talk with him, and we're looking forward to having him on here in the next couple of days, probably next week. But Richard, I got to do it. You know, every time a great player retires, you're trying to find the next Jordan, the next Barry Bonds, the next Tom Brady, the next Aaron Rodgers. Who's the next Peyton Manning? Who's the next Cam Newton? Who's going to be the next Heisman? Who's the next great basketball player? Who's the next LeBron? Remember that? Ben Simmons, Andrew Wiggins. And usually those comparisons and putting expectations on these kids, they usually don't pan out. LeBron is one of the very few that you had expectations so high through the roof that he even exceeded those expectations. It's been phenomenal seeing what his career has turned into. But my favorite athlete of all time is Kobe Bryant. I remember back in 2016 at the Columbus State radio station, Richard, I wrote a whole poem and soliloquy talking about my favorite athlete retiring, what it meant to me, watching his work ethic, what Mamba mentality. I didn't think of it as a corny phrase. I really thought of it as something that I applied to everything in life, that I want to dominate everything I do in life. I want to have the same work ethic in everything I do in life. And that was Kobe, just attention to detail and the ability to grasp, you know, crucial and pressure situations and won't to be that guy in those situations. Sometimes, Richard, people, that they either fade to the back or they're the person leading the charge. It's usually not really in between when it comes to that. And that's why I love Kobe and what he meant to me as someone growing up, watching him and applying it and having a work ethic like him, that if I wanted to be great, I had to put in the effort into my craft. And there's not been many athletes, maybe I think none in the history of sports, that had the work ethic and the drive and the competitive psychoness of Kobe Bryant. And everyone talks about it. Heck, even Michael Jordan, and he had an excellent work ethic. He said he couldn't compare to what Kobe did and his ability to want to be great. And so when Kobe retired, Richard, they said Devin Booker. That was going to be the next Kobe Bryant. What about Bradley Beal? You know, he's athletic. Don't get me started on O.J. Mayo. Remember, he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. Any other names, Richard, I'm leaving off?
Well, I mean, Michael Finley. They said that he was going to be the next Michael Jordan. How about Harold Miner, who was nicknamed Baby Jordan? But recently, I mean, you know, we talk about there are some players that kind of have the same mentality. But like Andrew Wiggins, great offensive player. Kevin Durant, great offensive player. But they just don't have that mentality to win at all costs, to just put everything out on the court. And that's what Kobe did, and that's why he was so great. And he had five rings. I mean, he won three with Shaq. He won two with Pau Gasol. And, you know, it was fitting. He scored 60 points in his final career game back in 2016. And the mic drop, Mamba out. Yeah. I mean, that was incredible.
I love Kobe. I really do. And what he means to me. Richard, if you don't mind muting, because I don't know why I keep wanting to do that feedback. It just Never done that. And I know you got your headphones in. I don't know why it didn't do that last time. But when I see this kid that's playing for the Timberwolves, who I'm going to be honest with you, I know got a lot of hype heading into the University of Georgia, but I just didn't see it. I didn't see that it quality with him. I've seen a lot of athletic guys with irrational confidence and doesn't pan out. And don't get me, I mean, don't misquote me on this. I mean, I know Kobe was very irrational and a horrible teammate to grow, and he struggled with socialization. I know all that about him. But it was the drive, the want to be the greatest, and what it took to be that athlete. I see that with Anthony Edwards, man. And I do not say this lightly, because I don't want to compare anyone to Kobe Bean Bryant. I do not. But what I'm seeing from Anthony Edwards, and it's not the athleticism, it's not the two-way defense, because remember, Kobe was a 12-time All-NBA defensive player. No one's done that and had close to 30,000 points. So the greatest two-way player of all time, in my opinion, is Kobe Bryant, because the scoring on top of being the all-defense and wanting to lock down any and everyone, he would take on LeBron, he'd take on Jordan, he didn't care. He wanted the best matchup, that assignment for him. So does Anthony Edwards. And the fadeaways are the one that really get me. That's when I just watch these past two games against the Nuggets. I don't care about the Suns. They're an afterthought. They're trash. They're not a good basketball team. They quit. That's epitome of Kevin Durant. Bradley Beal, are you kidding me? And Devin Booker, that comparison and putting him in Mamba mentality greatness went out the door when they got smashed by 50 against Luka Doncic 2 years ago in the semifinals. You remember that with the Suns had a 65-win season? And
oh, yeah.
40 at home? Please. Don't ever say Devin Booker's name ever in the same breath as Kobe Bryant. But Anthony Edwards, Richard, the turnaround fadeaways, it is eerily similar. Letting the game come to him, taking on that assignment against Jamal Murray, the leadership, the ability to grasp the moment. He put up 40 against Denver. He put up 27 this past game yesterday. They won by 26 without Rudy Gobert. This guy is the next coming. And I'm not saying his career is going to be 5 championships and he's going to be as great as Kobe was. I'm not saying that at all. But if you want to do comparisons and you're that type of person, you got to find who that next great guy is. We're looking at him. They're up 2-0 against Denver. I think Denver's done. They just don't have the depth that they had Bruce Brown and Jeff Green from last year's team that helped them win a championship, especially Bruce Brown. I think this series would be different. But it's the athleticism. The Timberwolves are 6-0 in this playoffs. They've won every game by double digits almost. And that defensively, they're just way better than everybody else. I think this team is on the verge of winning a championship this year. And that's crazy because the Timberwolves have been a team that's had one time they've made it past the first round. That was 04. And they made it to the conference finals with Kevin Garnett and lost in 6 to the Lakers. I think if this team gets by the Nuggets, they're better than both the Thunder and the Mavericks. And if Anthony Edwards is playing like this the rest of the year and rest of the playoffs, championship to come. So I say all that to say this. Anthony Edwards is now my favorite player in the league, and it is must-watch TV. I have not had that guy. I really haven't. I would watch LeBron in the playoffs, obviously, because you know that's greatness, and seeing him take on the Warriors. Obviously, as a sports fanatic, I'm why would I not tune into that? But on like a Tuesday night in the middle of the season, I wasn't trying to watch LeBron. I will Anthony Edwards now. He has got my attention. He's 22. And the run he's on reminds me of another 22-year-old. His name was Kobe. He was number 8 in that 2001 playoffs, in which the Lakers only lost one playoff game, and I think the most dominant playoff run in the history of the NBA. And Kobe Bryant, in a 4-game stretch, averaged 42 points a game against Spurs and the Kings. You remember those great Kings team, those Spurs team, smash AI and the 76ers. And everybody talks about how great Shaq was great. Kobe was leading them at that point. And I'm seeing that with Anthony Edwards. And by the way, they're both 22.
The Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards, in my opinion, is going to go down as the greatest basketball player to come out of the state of Georgia. I came up with a list on my previous show. You know, I had Dwight Howard. I had Walt Frazier, World Be Free, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. And we've had some great basketball players. Jabari Smith Jr., great basketball players to come from the state of Georgia.
Josh Smith,
yeah. And we also, Anthony Edwards, by the way, played at Holy Spirit Prep out of the GIAA. He also played at Terrell in Atlanta. Went to go play for Tom Crean at Georgia in the COVID year. And, you know, that was just one season with the University of Georgia. He is a selfless player. He's got dog in him. I keep seeing that image of those Denver Nuggets fans knowing they're about to go down 2-0. And Minnesota is mollywalking the Nuggets in that second
game. That's unreal, man. Because I said going into this, the Nuggets were the best team in the playoffs left. And they're making lunch meat of them. I mean, just it's scary because Anthony Edwards is great, but then you can throw Jaden McDaniels, you know, Mike Conley.
Nas Reed.
I mean, I'm talking about just the guards all at Jamal Murray. And right now, Jamal Murray is the only playmaker they got at the wing guard position. Aaron Gordon's great, but he's giving you 20, but you need more than just Aaron Gordon. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, I love him, but he cannot hold Anthony Edwards. I mean, it's just a mismatch. And then you got Jokic, who honestly looks fatigued. This is the first time Jokic has looked mortal because they throw – for one, they got no depth behind him, so he's having to play the whole game. That's the Nuggets' fault. DeAndre Jordan, you're going to have to start playing him, which he can't do nothing for you. And you throw Nas Reed, Gobert, and Karl Anthony Towns. Heck, even McDaniels will get in on him and full court press him. He's tired. And after last year's playoff run, they just run into what I think, and everybody wants to say this OKC team reminds of that OKC team back in the day. This Minnesota team reminds me of that OKC team a lot, and they are ahead of the curve here. They're passing the torch, man, and that torch has been given to Anthony Edwards. Nowhere in my wildest dream did I think the Denver Nuggets were going to get swept, but it looks like they are, and we're probably going to get a Minnesota-Boston series, and if you don't know, you better know, and you will know who Anthony Edwards is. All right, Richard, you can take him off. Looking forward to seeing how the rest of the NBA playoffs pan out. I think Boston's going to go through Cleveland in five. I think the Knicks and Pacers are going to be a competitive series. I also think the NBA wants it to be the Knicks-Celtics, not Pacers-Celtics. So I think Knicks are going to get out of that series in six. I think the Nuggets are done, man. I think they lose. I think they may even get swept. But then again, I think in the back of my head, it is Jokic. Maybe they lose in six. Maybe they get one of game three or game four, win home at game five, and then lose in game six to Minnesota. I got Minnesota moving on. I'm going to say Dallas just because I love the way Kyrie's playing right now. He is just – this is the guy that everyone thought he could be. And Doncic, I think he's getting healthier. I just think they got the experience, and they're going to be problems for OKC. It's going to be a seven-game series, I feel like. But I'm going to go Dallas, Minnesota, Boston, New York, Boston, Minnesota, NBA Finals. Boston, many people thought would happen. Even without Porzingis, I think they get past everyone left in the East. But if they don't have Porzingis against Minnesota, good luck. Because they need the depth and they need the size to handle Nas Reed, Gobert, and Karl Anthony Towns. It really is mind-boggling, man. I thought it was mind-boggling back in 2015 when the Warriors won a championship because I was like, man, that's like the Detroit Tigers during my era. They were terrible in the early 2000s. They had one of the worst seasons in MLB history, and a few years later, they made it to the World Series. That was like, man, this is out of nowhere. This team just is trash. I mean, the Chicago Cubs, obviously, a few years ago, these teams that, like, you never expected to happen, but if it finally does, Minnesota is now in that plateau. And I want to tell you another reason why they're winning, because they made A-Rod, the biggest chump there is, not own the organization. How funny is it that he doesn't get to go to the games? His ownership group didn't get to buy the Timberwolves, and now Glenn Taylor gets to ride out with Minnesota. He just can't get it right, man. And I think they avoided something great. But who do you got in the rest of the playoffs? Is it Minnesota Boston for you?
Oh yeah, and the Minnesota Timberwolves are going to win the NBA title.
No.
I'm going out on a hot take. I think they are the team of destiny. Anthony Edwards is going to get that ring. And this is very fitting for the Minnesota fan base. This franchise has been around since 1989. Columbus's own Sam Mitchell played for Minnesota twice. He helped mentor Kevin Garnett. I remember seeing all those Kevin Garnett teams that couldn't get out of the first round. Then they had Sam Cassell, Latrell Sprewell, Michael Olowokandi. They get to the Western Conference Finals in 04 and lose to that dream team of the Lakers with Karl Malone, Gary Payton, Shaq, and Kobe. But now, you look at some of the draft picks they whiffed on. Drafting Johnny Flynn. Over Steph Curry. Ricky Rubio. And then recently, you know, they did get Andrew Wiggins from the Kevin Love trade. Remember, Kevin Love used to play for Minnesota, and then he didn't want to play for Minnesota anymore, and they ended up getting Andrew Wiggins. And Wiggins didn't really pan out. And then, you know, that D'Angelo Russell trade with Golden State, and, you know, they just struck gold getting Anthony Edwards. He is such a special player. And Karl Anthony Towns is an overall number one pick. They got Rudy Gobert from free agency, so they got your rim protectors. You got your six-man Naz Reid. You got Jaden McDaniels. Anytime you have a team that is committed to defense, that's going to win you a championship. I think that's probably what's going to happen is they're going to take away your best players. Look at what they're doing to Jamal Murray. They're going to do the same thing to Kyrie or Luka in the Western Conference Finals. They're going to do the same thing to Boston with Derek White, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. I just don't think Boston has enough to withstand the defense that's about to come in Minnesota. And you got your playmaker in Anthony Edwards. I think that Minnesota wins a championship.
I think that's a great point, Richard. You can throw Edwards at Brown. You can throw McDaniels at Tatum. Derek White had 25 tonight, by the way. Brown had 32. And Tatum, he's been struggling in the playoffs. He had 18 and 11, was 7 of 19, 0 of 5 from 3. They beat Cleveland with Mitchell having 33 by 25. They beat him 120 to 95. I told you, Richard. That series is done. Cleveland's done. They have no chance. They may even get swept, to be honest with you. But I know at Boston, I you got to have Porzingis back if you want a chance to beat this Minnesota team. And it really is a head scratcher. But Anthony Edwards, he's coming for that throne as the best player. And honestly, I think he's the type that once he gets it, he won't relinquish it for a long time. And right now, this playoffs is about the Ant-Man, as my guy DJ Jones says and just commented. We want to say thank you so much, everybody that is tuned in tonight. Thank you to our guests that we had, Central head baseball coach AJ Keough on. We had Coach Tim Fanning of the Glenwood Gators. Both of them have series tomorrow. Glenwood State Championship, 11 o'clock a.m. right here on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Central plays Auburn. You can go to Central and watch that game there. And I think that's on the NFHS Network. Then we had on Greg Mathis. His Brooks on Cougars will be live on Georgia Alabama Sports Live Friday, 3 and 5 p.m. That semifinal against Strong Rock to go to the state championship. Central plays in a semifinal against Auburn on Wednesday to go to the state championship. And Glenwood and Calvary, Coach Steve Smith, we had him on. They both play in state championship games this week. So we thank them for coming on. By the way, the roast of Tom Brady is 3 hours. I tried to watch it last night. I fell asleep because it's long.
But I watched it.
It's having a lot of great reviews. What did you give it, Richard?
Oh, absolute home run. Look, I understand it. If you're not into the whole, you know, mature audience and the raunchiness, it's not for kids, definitely. It's for mature audiences only.
But it's funny.
They went below the belt. Giselle,
there was no line, was there?
that there was no line they crossed. They definitely crossed the line, and not trying to spoil it for anybody, but it's absolutely comic genius for 3 hours. I mean, Kevin Hart was funny. Nikki Glaser was funny. Jeff Ross was funny. Rob Gronkowski was funny. Drew Bledsoe, I think he stole the show.
Bill Belichick.
Bill, he made a special appearance. I did not expect Bill Belichick to come in. Peyton Manning. You had Will Ferrell playing Ron Burgundy. I mean, it was absolutely funny. It was complete genius, and it got a lot of rave reviews. And you got to give Tom Brady credit for actually doing something like this, to be roasted like this. I mean, they're going to go below the belt. They're going to take shots at Spygate, Deflategate. I mean, there's just so much stuff. The cryptocurrency, his trainer, Alex Guerrero. I mean, the gloves came off. I mean, there was no limit to what they did. They just ripped him, and it was just blow for blow. It was just an incredible roast. And I think the next athlete they are going to roast is going to be LeBron James. I do think when he retires, Netflix is going to come out with a roast of LeBron James.
Well, hopefully. And I know that will be a lot of fun if he's willing to.
Thrift, if they do, James Jones better be involved. They've got to get James Jones as one of the roasters, because how many rings have James Jones won under riding the coattails of LeBron? I mean, I kind of saw that with Julian Edelman with Tom Brady. I'm surprised he did not go to Tampa with Tom, but
yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
Well, I'll make sure to tune in to watch it. Everybody else, make sure to tune in tomorrow, 11 o'clock, Glenwood State Championship Series against number 2, their rival, Lee Scott. I promise you, you're going to want to tune in during your lunch. I don't know if you're sneaking it. You're at work. You don't want your boss to see. Put in your headphones. Find a nice hiding spot and just tune in for an awesome day of baseball. And then we'll be live again for this show on Thursday. And then Friday, we're going to Calvary. Chris and Rick Beach and Toygar will be at Brookstone. Just going to be a great next couple of days. Congratulations to Lakeside and Coach Tony Rasmus for winning a state championship. We hope to talk to him here in the next show that we have on. And we appreciate all the support that we have been getting around our area. From Richie Rich Holdridge, I'm Thrift Behringer saying thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow. It's a Georgia Alabama Sports Live Show presented by Glenn Smith Chevrolet and GMC. Good night, everybody.
Hey, everybody, this is Andy Christman. Join me this week for worship as I play 2 hours of the best in modern worship music from churches and worship leaders around the world. And this week, my special guest is Blake Goss of New Spring Worship.
See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do not perceive it. I'm making ways in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. For us, that scripture came alive because he did a new thing, actually in an old place.
You don't want to miss a moment of this week's worship with me, your host, Andy Christman.
WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, home of Southern sports and talk, Noonan, Sharpsburg, Franklin.
The Baxters have a new first book. From number one New York Times best-selling novelist Karen Kingsbury, author of life-changing fiction, comes The Baxters, a prequel. The heart-pounding story of Carrie Baxter's wedding. Amidst family tension and the worst storm Bloomington, Indiana has seen in a decade. The Baxters, by America's favorite inspirational storyteller, Karen Kingsbury. Visit KarenKingsbury.com for more information. The Baxters, available now wherever books are sold.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. We are broadcasted on WQEE 99.1 FM The Key, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. If you would like to hear more of this podcast, you can download an episode of the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.